Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Seems to be working.
Okay.
You hear you. I hear me.
I hear you.
And this is part
you
two.
You hear me. It Jesus. Is part two. And we will see how it goes.
How
but it
goes.
Will be. Because we are be? Drunk and we will be so
Welcome
much fun.
To
Hey. We're going to be drunk, say baby.
Whiskey Lodeon.
Whiskey Lodeon.
My kid is now fast asleep, I can pour myself a glass. But too many shows on Netflix are trash, it makes me wanna pass. I can't figure out what to watch, what am I supposed to do? Let's get drunk and rewatch cartoons when we were little dudes. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, Whiskey Lodeon. Ty, we back, buddy.
Welcome back, Sean. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. This is one of those things where, like, all right, if you're listening, it's a... I say that a lot, too, Ty. I say, if you're listening right now, it's like, no fucking shit, you're listening right now, or you're not.
I mean, if you're not listening, you're not hearing this, but if you are listening...
But if you are listening, well, some people hear and listen. Those are two different things. But if you are, indeed, here... listening. Oh, we see what I did there.
Okay, let's rephrase this. If okay. you're here, you're with us. If you're listening, you're probably not with us.
Fair. And if you are indeed listening, then you know one thing I'm about to tell you. This is a part two episode of our part one episode. And here's the thing. I'm sorry, Ty.
Here's the thing. We're drunk.
You got this. You got no. Give me here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
We are recording this in tandem with last week's episode. This is a part two, but however, we are recording this at the same exact time. Like, it basically was, I hit a space bar on the computer, which stopped the recording. And then Ty and I filled up our glasses. I let Ziggy out. And then... hit the space bar again.
So we have not eaten food. We have.
We talked about it. We not, did. Well, Ty we, was we like, did. Should we eat pizza right now? And I thought about it. I looked in the freezer. I did. I saw it. It was like, it was cook me. But man, like I just think that would take away from our podcast. Do you agree?
I agree. I feel like if we're doing a drunk Nickelodeon rewatch podcast, we absolutely need to be drunk as we recap the show we rewatched to then tell you.
Exactly what he just said.
Boom.
So we're gonna do our best. We're learning a lot too. Like, I'm learning a lot about whiskey. I think we're learning a lot about what it means to drink and record a podcast.
We're also like, learning recording a podcast and giving you what you want. So this is part two of Let's Get Weird. So we are covering two episodes of Kablam, which is very weird and very entertaining. We are covering episode one, Your Real Best Friend, and episode two, What Astronauts Drink.
Did you... Like, how big of a Kablam fan were you when you were a kid, Ty?
I really enjoyed Action League Now. Like, that's
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I remember. When I think of Kablam, I think of that segment. And there's so much to this show. Like, we'll go into the fun facts now. Because, honestly, this show is not just one thing. It is so many things in one. So you have Action League Now. You have Henry and June. You have...
Well, and Henry and June are the hosts, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they're the host.
They're the host.
You have Fizz and Fondue. You have... is it just Life with Loopy? I think it's what it's called.
I think so.
Yeah, so we have Life with Loopy. And then
or
we
Life
also,
of Loopy?
No, not, it's Life with Loopy. That's
there's
what
some
it
preposition
is.
In betwixt.
Yes.
Remember, we're betwixt. Only saying betwixt.
Oh,
this
good
is a rule.
Callback.
I am not going to forget that.
Please don't.
Yes.
And then we have Prometheus and Bob.
Oh, my favorite.
Yes.
Action League Now
and,
Bob, like,
and Prometheus and Bob are pretty up there. And then we're not covering this show now, but one of their mainstays was The Offbeats.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit more? Because I'll be super candid. I don't remember the offbeats.
I don't either.
This is good. So we don't have any information on a platform where we're going to talk about information. But if you guys want us to talk about the offbeats, we will.
Absolutely.
I don't personally remember, like, Life with Loopy, like, I do remember. Prometheus and Bob, Action League Now, what, Fizz and Fondue? I didn't remember until we decided to do this episode.
Yeah, once we rewatched it. Like Fizz and Fondue, I didn't recall until I started watching it again, and then it came back to me. It's all coming back to me now.
You know when it's a two-parter when Ty breaks into like little singing, sing-song.
Oh, absolutely. Like honestly, I love karaoke, so if I've had something to drink, I want you to sing.
You do. It's beautiful, too.
Oh, my goodness. So Sean and I'm going to tell a story. Sean and I went karaokeing with some friends, and we had a friend who brought wigs. And so it was myself, and it was like two other people, and we did
Queen. Oh, and those two people, you better be listening right now.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
We did Bohemian Rhapsody.
It was amazing.
Somehow, before the best part was, like, somehow we divvied up the parts. We're like, okay, you'll do harmonies, you'll do the air guitar,
you'll XYZ. Do the air piano.
Yeah. We managed to divvy that up perfectly,
and it was amazing. We got a standing ovation, and I mean, there was no like seats anywhere, so of course,
they were already standing.
Yeah, but it was amazing. Oh, so yeah, I will be singing. And I hope you like that. If you don't, well, go love yourself.
Just please leave us at least a 2-star review. I think, is 5 the highest you can
get? 5 is the highest.
5 is the highest. So, like, a 2 would feel better than a 1. So, like, if we end up with, like, an overall 1-star, that's going to hurt us. Our egos get larger with whiskey.
Honestly, if you like karaoke, just tell us what songs you like to be sang.
Yeah.
And I will figure out a way to put it in the podcast, and I will sing, and you will love it, and you'll be happy, and you'll feel fulfilled. It'll give us a 5-star rating.
And on the contrary, if you don't want to hear us sing, we won't. We won't do it.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm not 100% sure because again, we've been enjoying the whiskey. We've been enjoying the cartoons. We're going to dive into Kablam today.
Yes.
And this episode is especially weird. Well, how do you want to do this, man? Do you want to talk about, like, we're going to talk about 2 episodes of Kablam. We could do it in order, or we could just kind of like go all over the place. My opinion is that we just kind of go all over the place and talk about some of the sketches. But again, this is a teamwork exercise. We make decisions together.
I think we just see where it goes. Like, we will try and keep it in episodic order, but if we kind of just digress and go from, hey, we watched this part of the segment and then this part of the segment. Yeah. Like, okay, let me explain how this show works.
Yes, please do.
There were so many creators. Like, you had the main creators.
This gets problematic, like, in life later.
And absolutely.
Ty's going to talk about that.
So you have the main creators of Kablam. You have Robert Mythenthal. You have Will McRobb. You have Chris Viscardi. These were the people that created Kablam. And how they pitched it was Action League Now, which actually started on all that. But then every other show, every other segment is a different creator. And as glorious as it was, this created such chaos because the rights were to the creators.
Right. When you have so many creators and you're going to put rights in, let's say, what, 5 to 6 different hands? Is that a fair number?
Like, you had about 5 or 6 like main segments, and then you have so many different others. And you had some segments that were using Kablam as a pitch, as a launch to a full segment. So we'll take an example. Amanda Anaconda, I believe is what it's called. It won't show up on Paramount Plus because it was actually picked up by Fox as a full segment series.
And Amanda Anaconda, that was on Kablam?
That was on Kablam.
Okay.
It started out, I think it had like two segments on Kablam before it was picked up by Fox. And so you have like so many people who own the rights that Nickelodeon never released. Okay, let me rephrase that. Nickelodeon couldn't release a DVD or VHS of a season of Kablam because the rights were to too many people.
Hearing Nickelodeon can't release a DVD, that sounds like the most impossible, improbable thing in the universe. Like saying, like, I can't fly. Okay. But saying Nickelodeon can't release an episode
on DVD. It's not that they couldn't release an episode. It's that they couldn't release a full
season on DVD. No, I know, but hearing that, it's heartbreaking.
Well, I mean, sure. But honestly, like, they were trying to pull so much into one series, which I feel like they did a really good job. But just the legal red tape behind that was a hot mess.
Yeah, yeah, it sucks. I mean, at the same time, though, I'm saying it sucks. I'm going to contradict myself. I can watch it on Paramount Plus. Again, but sponsor us. Well, how are you not sponsoring us by now? We have been at it for 3 weeks.
So
3 weeks, Ty.
To be completely honest,
no.
Here's the thing, Sean. We haven't released these episodes yet. We're releasing them well in advance so that we have like a bunch of episodes in case.
No, we know that right now we haven't, but this is episode 3, and yes, it's 3 weeks in.
You're right.
Oh, I know. And here's the thing.
When Sean's right, sorry. He knows he's right.
Nope. Ty has to say, here's the thing. I'm sorry. I am so
here's
sorry.
Here's the thing.
Thank you, Ty. Conversation again. Arguments do not have to be about being right. We've gone over this.
We have.
But all right. I think we might go all over the place, and that's just the whiskey talking, or just the absurdity of how we're obsessed with these episodes. It doesn't matter. We're excited. I hope you are. Let's dive in. From the author of the hopefully critically acclaimed Once It's Actually Written, Your Baby Isn't Evil, Just Awful, comes a new book that is shorter and much more likely to come out first. Get ready for We Don't Say What the Fuck, the book where a toddler learns other words he can say instead of what the fuck, but thinks he can still say what the fuck if he just prefaces it with We Don't Say What the Fuck. Hold on to your seats as you find out if this toddler's parents lose their shit, say some other shit, or just accidentally say shit. We Don't Say What the Fuck will delight the parents who have looked at their chaos incarnate child and thought, what the fuck? Coming to some sort of bookstore near you.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba, Whiskey Lodian.
We're going to go ahead and get the fun facts all the way now. I've already mentioned how, like, all these segments were made by different creators who owned the rights and made things kind of complicated for making an actual DVD of the seasons. But for the creators of the actual show, Robert Mittenthal, who created Action League Now, again, like I said, he was on...
What did he create?
Action League Now. There don't is. Judge me.
I'm going to... Dude, we have
Speaking
to.
Speaking of, we haven't even... We have like, to do we this. Haven't even talked about... So we've switched... So Sean is now drinking the rye, and I'm now drinking the whiskey. And I will say that rye is making this whiskey stand out even more. So I love the rye.
Can you say the brand so that in case anybody wants to drink along?
Redemption.
Yeah.
Redemption Rye Redemption and rye. Redemption Bourbon.
Yeah.
And so that rye was fucking delicious, and I loved it. But this rye now tastes even sweeter. It's more potent. It's more like pow to the taste.
It's hot, naughty. It's pretty courteous.
It's pretty courteous. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, and so we're drinking the different things, right?
Right. You have the rye and I have the bourbon.
Excellent. I need Ty. Ty is my beacon of truth for whiskey because, like, he could tell me the opposite and I would still believe him. So... It's nice to have a friend who tells you the truth. You're telling me the truth, right?
You'll never know.
Oh, God. Damn it.
So, other fun facts. So, Robert Mythenthal created Action League Now and was on All That. We've already mentioned that. We also have the other creators, Will McRobb and Chris Viscandi. So, these guys actually were hired on Nickelodeon as the promotions department. That's what it is. Before they launched their first show, The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Dude, did you love that show or did you love that show?
I fucking love that show. Yeah. And if you want us to cover that show, which we want to, but we also want to listen to you, let us know.
Please.
Like, message us, comment, let us know.
I mean, we might do it anyway.
We're probably going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But still, if you let us know what you want to watch, we want to listen to you and give you that.
Yeah.
Like, you tell us what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want.
We did talk about this. Like, you knew you were going to get Ty singing. You heard it.
I don't know. I literally told you.
You heard it. It's happening. So, with this episode, I mean, was it, like, let's go through the timeline.
Let's just talk about Kablam in general.
You want to talk about in general?
Let's talk about Kablam in general.
Let's do that.
So, Kablam was really all that in a cartoon form.
And it was done in such a way that was, now it's nostalgic. Wow, there was a lot of whiskey talking there. No. So with this episode, like, you know how it's like very comic book oriented? Not this episode, the whole show.
I mean, Henry and June were comic book oriented.
They were. I mean, like, their whole intro is amazing. Like, did you watch Rick and Morty?
Yes.
Do you remember, like, their eyeballs specifically?
You know what? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that.
Yeah. Henry and June. I mean, different for sure, but very similar as far as just, like, how popping they were. I mean, they didn't have, like, the star pupils, but they were – you watch these two people – like, the whole intro is them – Do we call it breakdancing?
Sure, we can call it breakdancing.
We can call it that, right? It's like Rick and Morty, but comic book. Just that. I don't want to, like, go too far into Rick and Morty.
I think this series has a lot that it has propagated in the future.
I'm so glad you used the word propagated.
Oh, thank you.
It's beautiful. So do you know, like, with plants propagating, right?
Yeah.
You know what it means to, like, take a leaf or, like, a stem with a leaf from public? Like say you see something, you're at a bar or a restaurant or who cares? You see it, you take it. You know what it's called? It's called prop lifting.
Really?
It's very real.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I see a lot of, like, current shows that have drawn inspiration. And so, like, I can totally see where Rick and Morty drew inspiration from Kablam. I mean, you have Action League Now, which, I mean, for all intents and purposes, was the creation of Chuckamation, where you were taking real-life toys.
That was their thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chuckamation.
You would take real-life toys, or whatever it is, and then you would either... like, animated like you would, like a stop animation, or you would just fucking toss them in the road and have a car run over them.
Okay. Ty, you're a filmmaker, a photographer, a creative human.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do anything like this, like stop animation, stop motion photography as a kid, as an adult? Like, what's your relationship with all that?
With toys, no. I absolutely had my action figures and I absolutely created stories around them and I would just make them do stuff. It's like I had a toy Boba Fett, but he wasn't Boba Fett. He was a mercenary / magician or sorcerer named Vortex.
You named him Vortex?
I named him Vortex.
That's fucking badass, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I just said my catchphrase, so please take a shot or a drink, whatever you want to do. You're welcome.
You said, here's the thing somewhere there?
I probably did. So take another one.
Yeah, two shots. Again, responsibly.
Responsibly, not while you're driving, please. We want you to be safe so you can listen to more episodes, and also so that you stay alive, because we want you to listen and we want you to be with us.
As Ty said before this podcast was recorded, dead people don't hear our podcast.
I did see that, didn't I?
No, I'm so glad you owned up to it, though. I think from here on out, we're just going to quote each other, and it's not going to be something that either one of us said.
That's but fair, we're going right? to own, yeah. own it.
We're going to own it. We're going to own it. We're going to own it. Yeah.
So this first episode is titled "Your Real Best Friend," and while on fucking Paramount
Plus, is this
Plus,
like the whole episode in and of itself?
Yeah, in okay. and of itself, okay. it's called "Your Real Best Friend," and so. The summary is literally, in this cartoon grand episode of Kablam, we are introduced to our host Henry and June. Is this a fondue? Fondue by the scorpion in an attempt to keep Sniz out of his room. And actually, now the league's archenemy, the mayor, leaves a trusty trail. And that's it.
Wait, really? That's how it ends?
That's how it ends in Paramount Plus. But I think what it's trying to finish is... Which
that's weird, right?
That the
like well, none of this like we have to, so our job is to translate this in audio form. Like it can't just be the right.
Yeah. So let me go ahead. In Action League now, the league's archenemy, the mayor, leaves a trashy trail, and this is where I have to jump in. That leaves the team in the dumps. Loopy, tired of being ignored by her brother, builds a new best friend named Frank. Finally, Prometheus tries to teach Bob how to bowl and make art.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's weird, but I'm so glad we have got through Ren and Stimpy. I'm just going to be honest with you, man. I'm glad we're not talking about Ren and Stimpy right now.
Yeah, I mean, this Kablam had a lot going for itself.
And I asked some friends, because that's what we do. We say, like, hey, what do you want to hear? And, like, I'll be honest, man, like, I don't think I heard a lot of people have feedback on Kablam. Like, people don't remember it as much as we do, and that's okay. I'm wondering though, like, was this a show that you've watched a lot? Like, was this something that was kind of in the background? Was it not on the par of, like, because I think it came with All That, right? Was it like Snick at Night, Nick at Night?
Yeah, so it definitely started with All That, and I think, I'll tell you my experience.
Yeah.
So, like, I loved Kablam, but it was one of the things that, because it had so many segments. Kablam didn't encompass it all. You had to mention the actual segment. So when I asked people, hey, what was your favorite segment in Kablam? People were all over that shit. They were talking about Action League Now, Prometheus and Bob. Like, they loved the show, but the show isn't remembered for Kablam. It's remembered for the segments it featured.
Okay, so that was the... I meant to ask... I should have asked that question, right?
Like, you should have.
Like, Kablam is not the keyword. It's really, hey, do you remember segment one, segment two, segment three? If I give those names, of course, right? Like,
right.
Do you remember Prometheus and Bob? Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you remember Kablam? I don't think so. Okay. So that, yeah. Well, let's dive in, man. Let's
dive in.
We might go out of order again, but let's go ahead and try to start from the beginning.
So we'll start with episode one, Your Real Best Friend. So we are introduced to Henry and June. And off the bat, you're absolutely made aware that June is the cool one.
She's amazing.
She is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And Henry is like by the books guy. And June's like, nah, fuck that shit. I do what I want.
She does actually... Ty just quoted her. There's a moment where she's like, no, fuck that shit. I do what I want. And then she break dances. Pretty sure that's by the books. I mean, I don't know. I'd just watch the episode.
But it's still pretty amazing. So literally the first segment after that is Fizz and Fondue. Sorry, let me rephrase that.
Is it? No, you got it.
So the next episode is Sniz. Is it Sniz? Hold on. Yeah, Sniz and Fondue. Oh my goodness.
So we have like cues in the studio right now where we're like, okay, we're obviously going to cut this. But then there are moments like right now what you're hearing. You know, obviously it's not cut because you're hearing it. But I think Ty had it right the first time.
Yeah, it's Sniz and Fondue.
It's not Fizz?
It's Sniz. Sniz and Fondue. In this particular episode, Fondue, who is the older brother, who is sick and tired of Sniz just hanging out in his room, buys a deadly poisonous scorpion.
Yo, he was doing more than hanging out in his room.
Okay, this is true. You're right.
He was jumping on his bed. The opening scene is the house just... I got a cable attached to me. Damn it. God damn it.
So Sniz is jumping around and making a mess of Fondue's room. And Fondue does not like having a mess in his room because he's the one that has to clean it up. So he was like, I need to get this motherfucking brother of mine to leave my room alone.
Could he? Sounds bad, but I'm going to say it. Brotherfucker.
Brotherfucker?
Brotherfucker.
Brotherfucker.
He's a brotherfucker.
That sounds like an Alabama porn.
I feel like we know some people in Alabama that we're going to upset.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to be funny. Yeah. Alabama, we love you. Please keep continuing to listen to our podcast.
Well, I guess we have hopefully 49 states.
I'm having to do that. We forgot to mention we've had like some responses. One of which is that, hey, when you talk about your kid and don't mention how you love him, you sound like an asshole.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I mean.
Okay. So that listener was my wife, but still, I had to mention, hey, when I make jokes about my kid, I do it out of love. I love my kid.
He does. He does.
I do.
I mean, we've talked about
this. As sarcastic as I sound, I love my kid.
Yeah. He may be a dinosaur. He may be a baby. He may be a baby dinosaur.
Can I just complain a little bit, though? I feel like
Ty's giving me a look right now that I... You know when someone needs a platform or, like, the moment to speak, and here I am just, like, interrupting Ty? Because, like, I'm just going to keep talking and keep talking. No, seriously, though. You know when you know, Ty, you got something to say. I want to hear it.
Does this need to be a segment?
I think this segment will be called The Teddy Report
for Babies. So we just upgraded Teddy to a grown-up bed. And by grown-up bed, as in, like, he doesn't have the cage of a crib to hold him in. And I love the crib because he would wake up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, go, Daddy! And then he'd go back to sleep. And it was sleep till 8, and it was amazing. But we decided foolishly that he was old enough to be in a normal, like, bed. And so when he wakes up super early in the morning, at 4:30 in the morning, he wants to come in and like, I gotta pee. Can I watch something? Can I have your phone? Hey, when am I supposed to wake up? And it's like, motherfucker, it is 4 a.m. You should be still sleeping. Let mommy and daddy sleep. But I'm hungry. It's like, motherfucker, you could be sleeping. And I'm mad at several different levels. Because at one, it's like, motherfucker, just you're waking up too early. But on another end, it's like, I remember how I didn't like nap time as a kid. And I'm like, I was so foolish. Nap time was amazing. Nap time is amazing now.
Nap time is the most amazing thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. So how do you mitigate kind of those situations?
So we have bought a stoplight alarm clock.
A stoplight alarm clock.
So basically, when it hits, like it stays red as a red light, until it's time for him to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning where it turns green. But when morning, he never stays until it turns green. It's just very much, hey, can I have your phone so I can watch Paw Patrol, which is also a Nickelodeon show that we might cover later
on.
We
will not.
Okay.
I will say this, though. That was the show I used to keep on for Ziggy, my dog.
Paw Patrol, really?
Babies. Don't make fun of me, man. I've been drinking your whiskey, and in fact, I'm going to need a top off here in like 4 minutes. Yeah, like Paw Patrol is not canon. It's not, well, canon. Canon. What a word we toss around. Anyway, so with Teddy, your child, he has these very fun, for me, I'm saying fun, interruptions to your life schedule.
Yes. And, oh my goodness, like, we have him in daycare, but with COVID going on, sometimes the either he has to quarantine or the school has to close due to quarantine, and it's like, man, like, I need my sleep, bro. Like, I know you're awake and you are hungry for peanut butter cereal, but motherfucker, just stay in bed and watch your Paw Patrol.
And again, like, so we're going to keep reiterating this.
Disclaimer.
Todd loves his kid. Love
my kid.
Yeah. Is there a certain amount where we say it too much where people think, like, you know, he's said that, like, every 5 seconds. He hates his kid.
Okay, so let me say this. I say I love my kid as much as I need to for my wife to leave me alone.
And your wife's also equally amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She is absolutely amazing. And my son is absolutely amazing. But when I was making jokes about my kid, and she's like, if they don't know you, they're going to think you're an asshole. It's right. Like, ah.
You don't know us yet. I hope you guys do, man.
I hope you do know me. I hope you get to know me, and come, you realize when I make these jokes, I'm just being funny. I'm trying to use my pain to make you laugh. But yeah, I love my kid. And my wife, if you're listening, I love you so much. I love Teddy so much. Please don't yell at me.
Please also, I mean, everything he said, but please listen to our podcast too.
Oh, absolutely.
That's big.
And because I said absolutely, please take another drink.
Oh, is that one of your keywords?
That's a drink. That absolutely. That is. And
okay.
So the thing is.
Yeah. All right. So we will absolutely keep diving in to this Kablam episode.
Yeah, let's do it. So we meet Henry and June, and then we go to Sniz and Fondue, which the show was called, the segment is called Sniz and Fondue. And Sniz, this show was relatable. It wasn't as funny to me as other segments, but this one was relatable. Because I shared a room with my little brother.
Okay, so this is like a roommate story for you.
Yes, this is very much about a roommate's story.
And if you listen, go back last week, 2 weeks ago now, Ty and I talk about losing T. And
that's right.
He and TJ, his younger brother, have a good story about how, not Ty, but how TJ lost his teeth.
Yes.
But did this episode just have like roommate vibes for you, or like what was it for you?
This absolutely did.
Yeah.
So in the segment, you have Fondue is the older brother, and Sniz keeps just hanging out in his room and Fondue's room, and just keeps jumping around, making a mess. Fondue has to fix the mess, has to clean the mess. And he's so sick and tired because Sniz is not listening that he decides to take matters into his own hands.
Yeah, he does. He does. And
this motherfucker buys a poisonous scorpion.
And all scorpions are poisonous, right? Right?
They are.
Am I wrong?
I mean,
I have no idea. I assume that if...
I'm assuming most scorpions are poisonous. I'm not going to say all scorpions, but I'm going to assume most.
Yeah. And so we were talking about this earlier. Yep. He was going to kill his brother.
His intention wasn't to kill, it was to scare. So he bought this super poisonous spider from a vendor who
spider.
Did I say spider?
You said spider.
Oh, shit. I meant a scorpion.
Yeah, it's scorpion.
This guy bought a scorpion from a vendor who was super sketchy. He was like, don't tell people where you got this from.
Right, right, right. He's like, this is an illegal animal vendor.
Yeah.
Don't act like it's anything else. Like, he was, there was so much pride in that statement.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And because I said that, you can have another drink.
What was the drink for?
Because I said absolutely.
Oh, he did it.
Fucking did it. You're welcome. Enjoy your drink. So, Fondue now has a fucking scorpion that he's like, hey, this is a super poisonous scorpion. You need to stand in my room. And Stiss is like, nope. And the scorpion breaks out. And because it breaks out, and because I say it breaks out, it didn't just break out. Fondue drops it and it breaks out. And now the whole family is scared about the scorpion.
And so, like, the family consists of Sniz, Fondue. I'll be honest, I'm blanking.
And the parents. What you call them, the parents?
Wait. That's their parents?
That was their parents.
I assumed that it was four of the same aged humans.
Nope.
What?
Nope. That was her parents.
Seriously?
Seriously. Those unresponsible motherfuckers were Sniz and Fondue's parents.
They act like siblings.
They do. They don't care about the kids, which is pretty synonymous with how they portrayed, like Nickelodeon portrayed 90s parents.
So the scorpion kind of goes loose in the house. They're all, in my mind, I'm like, oh, brother, sister, brother are all looking for the scorpion. Scorpion ends up on Sniz's back?
No, Fondue's back.
Fondue's back. And then everyone's like, oh, shit. Like, yo, you got a scorpion on your back. Of course it ends up on his back because he bought it. It's like, you fucked up.
Karma.
You fucked up, bitch. And so it's on Fondue's back. And Sniz goes, hey, you have a major scorpion situation. Lumbar region.
They finally knock the scorpion off and it flies off in the distance and lands in a sand pit or a sand.
It's a sandbox.
Sandbox. Where you have a little girl playing in the sandbox who ain't taking no shit.
None.
She beat that scorpion an inch of its life.
It was violent. It was kind of sad.
Oh my goodness, what's
Speaker the heart tie.
Organization hit me, pet friendly?
PETA?
This was like a PETA infraction. This girl beats the living shit out of a scorpion that just happened to land in her sandpit.
What else happens? Does it end there?
Yeah, that's where it ends. And then it goes to Action League now.
Okay, and we talked about this. Man, dude, my favorite. Tied.
Tied for what?
Prometheus and Bob.
That's fair.
But
I still think Action League now takes the
cake.
Yeah. I was gonna say cake. And I actually said cake as you said cake.
Yeah.
The cake. In which case, this is what's the introduction to Chuck-O-Mation. Where you literally have toys, and I have tried to search and I cannot find how many toys they've actually had to use to tell this story.
Oh, like how many they have just trashed. Like,
every so often, they have a toy just ends up getting run over by a car or gets thrown. Like, that's what it is. They chuck the toy to tell the story. I was like, oh, this person got flung over here or is now on the road and now a car runs over it.
Right. And part, like, so
I want to know
props department many was
toys
the
props department had to use to tell the story.
MVP, right?
MVP.
I know you did. Did you read comics as a kid?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you have anything that like comes to mind that is like your it doesn't have to be your favorite, like it doesn't have to be anything like Marvel or whatever, but like comic in general, like
I mean, I was definitely a Marvel kid. I love the X-Men. Claremont era was my favorite era. But like even like just the regular newspaper comics. Peanuts was jam. Snoopy was my inspiration.
Yeah.
Like when there was a Peanuts play, I was auditioning. Like in second grade, I was Charlie Brown in a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And then in high school, I was Pigpen and You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, even though I wanted to be Snoopy because he was my jam.
And Snoopy was your guy.
Snoopy,
right?
Was my guy. Yeah. And it went to a guy who had a beautiful voice, but was dull as a rock. Like, I was his understudy, but like, he had a beautiful voice, but he was just so bland and boring. I'm like, bitch, you don't even season your food. How can you be the flying ace? How can you be? Oh,
it's too much. Yeah.
And it's that moment where I realized that I was so scared of singing and I had such an issue with self-worth that I wasn't putting myself out there. And if I could have the energy I have now, like, I could have been Snoopy over this guy with this beautiful voice. Motherfucker, he was beautiful as his voice. But he was so bland.
Oh, well, you should know that you are as beautiful as Snoopy.
I'm triggered.
Yeah, I should not have asked this question.
Our audience needed it.
They needed it.
They needed it.
Well, I mean, do you want me to lighten it a little bit?
Well, let me get back to Action League now.
Well,
so
no,
the
I was
going to
tell you
story.
My favorite comic, but you didn't ask me.
Absolutely. Tell me your favorite comic.
He
I want to hear that.
He doesn't care.
I care. Tell me your favorite comic.
I want you to see his face right now.
I'm going to bet you it's Calvin and Hobbes.
God damn it, Ty. You're so good. It is. It is. It is. It's Calvin and Hobbes. It is. It is.
And it's a solid comic, man. I love that series.
But
too.
I know I'm not alone in
you're not.
Calvin Hobbes, right?
Not at all.
I mean, I'm a Hobbes fan. Calvin was a problem child who... Ryan,
was ignored by a 90s father who was emotionally absent.
So absent, which it kind of makes way too much sense that we're doing this. And I have a brother, and he and I loved Calvin Hobbes, my brother Ryan. And I think he was more Calvin and I was more Hobbes, and it kind of was like a fun dynamic.
Yeah, that
I mean,
makes sense.
Yeah, it makes
that
sense.
That makes total
it
sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
And then on top of that, I mean, like, I don't want to cut you off, but we go back to Action League now.
You ain't cutting me off.
Here's the thing. We have the dishonorable mayor, and he is throwing trash on the streets.
But he does rhymes with it. He like, sings to himself and rhymes with... Did you notice that?
I didn't even recall that, actually. I just saw the trash, and I was like, man, what a jerk. He's littering.
You're still right. You're still right, yeah. So, you
but
know.
Yeah, so they're trying to stop this mayor from littering. And so I had told you this before. So to give a synopsis of how we put together this podcast, we had these ideas, and I was thinking that Action League Now was a continual story throughout Kablam, but really what it was... is that they would stop halfway through the episode, go to commercial, and then come back. I was like, welcome back. In this episode, this is happening. And I was like, oh my goodness. Now that I've rewatched it, it makes more sense. But I totally remember it being a continual story, but only because it was continuing after the commercial break.
Did commercials make the difference?
I mean, as a 90s kid, it had to make the difference. Because you were left in suspense until it came back. You couldn't just zoom forward. You couldn't just TiVo skip it.
Are you looking for an attack dog that would have no problem with chewing off the legs of a trespasser? Well, too bad. Here at Darwin's Den Exotic Pet Shop, we only sell rare and illegal animals. From kangaroos to piranhas, we have the perfect animal just for you. Looking for a way to keep the geese from shitting in your pond? Get yourself a piranha. Got a problem with piranhas in your pond? Try our free-range alligators. No matter if you need a Madagascar scorpion to keep your little brother out of your room, or a baboon for the child's birthday, we have the perfect exotic pet for you. We accept cash only as we don't want a paper trail left behind because we are most certainly laundering money. Oh dear God, why did I record myself saying this? I hope this gets edited out by the producers of this podcast who are probably also laundering money as well because these ads have been fake the whole time because no one wants to sponsor them except for an illegal and very fake but possibly really exotic pet shop. Now I think about it, NFTs and Bitcoin are acceptable when you purchase one Madagascar scorpion.
Whiskey, 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 Lodian.
Do you remember the Toys R Us-a-thon.
Oh my kind gosh. Of, I might yes. have that name wrong. Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
It was amazing. It was so amazing. Our commercials now are, you know, whatever. We are not a podcast to talk
we're
about commercials.
We're not talking about the current atmosphere of our lives. We're talking yeah. about the past.
Do you want a podcast about commercials? Because we will, if you like it, we will sell out to you. But this was, I like Action League now, or Kablam, was blanketed in between these really cool commercials, right?
They
like,
were.
You yeah. were going through yeah. Toys R Us. Do you remember that? Like, you go through Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm. Even now, if you go to Paramount Plus and you put on Kablam or Ren and Stimpy, it's like, they will put on commercials. It's like, hey, we're going to show you this Legos rendition of Luigi's Mansion. Where it's like, it's showing Luigi trying to capture these ghosts, but it's in Legos. I'm like, I kind of want that.
Dude, no. So Ty is not just saying that. He means it because, like, we were watching that commercial tonight.
We were literally watching that tonight.
And, like, surprisingly, I didn't think it was going to be a good commercial. Commercials are commercials. Your opinion is valid. We saw that one, and we kind of looked at each other, and we're like, that would actually be kind of cool to have. Like, I want that.
Legos is where it's at, man.
It is where it's at.
So, tangent here. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there.
Give me a tangent, man.
I remember in, like, I think it was like 2009, 2010, I was visiting my mom, and I was seeing, she was in Oregon at the time. And Oregon, Washington State, and California were doing a competition. It was a tri-state competition of Lego robotics, where they had to take Lego robotics and simulate medical procedures. And I'm sitting there, no wonder I have gone nowhere in my life. No wonder I am on a podcast talking about cartoons. I never had Lego robotics to make me a doctor because I was able to simulate these doctoral simulations.
Ty, we are unpacking some stuff right now. I don't even want to get back to the podcast just yet. Talk about that some more.
Like literally, I had toys. I had figurines. I remember as a kid, I had a trash can topper and a fucking like fishing rod. And trying to pretend I was Link from Legend of Zelda.
You can always pretend that.
I can always pretend that. You're right.
Yo,
but if you know I had Lego robotics, I would be a doctor right now.
Fair. Okay, so give me more.
So, Legos, please sponsor us.
Come on, sponsor us.
If you utilize Lego robotics, your kid has such a profound leap ahead of people as far as making their life.
I think Legos are one of the most brilliant inventions of all time.
Agreed.
Yeah. Like, now, I'm not joking.
I'm not either. Like, if you can simulate, medical procedures with Lego robotics, you're going places.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that opportunity, and it's fine. My parents loved me in a very unconventional way that was not helpful for me.
We are doing a lot of therapy today.
We need a therapist right now.
I'm waiting for Ty to ask me to unpack something, but it's going to happen, not now, because it wouldn't be organic. And yeah, we already talked about this. But we're going to have a therapist next. This is part two. I know if you're listening to this now, you were expecting a therapist episode. It's going to happen next time.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, let's...
Can we do it next time?
Let's make it. Episode four. We're going to have a therapist. We're going to have a child psychologist to walk us through some stuff. And it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
And speaking
just
of...
like Kablam.
We both tried to do a segue just now.
We did, and it's amazing.
I'm fine
with
it.
So the next segment after that was Loopy, Life with Loopy. In which case, in this particular segment, she is so tired of her brother ignoring her over this music that he's listening to. What music is he listening to, by the way?
Oh, it's called, not Roach. Hold on. It's Steak. Hold on. I wrote it down. Bug Steak.
Bug Steak.
Bug Steak.
Which is not as good as, like, other steak. Like cow steak, or if you're vegan, cabbage steak.
Don't you out me on
cabbage steak.
Don't you out me on this podcast.
I'm not.
He's like, doing it.
If you want to be vegan, but like
there it is.
Cabbage steak is pretty amazing, I will say.
Like, so it's full cabbage?
Yeah, like it's cabbage, you are cooking it in like maybe coconut oil,
yeah,
some seasoning, you're looking at cayenne powder or chili powder, garlic, salt, pepper. Oh my goodness, if you know how to cook cabbage, you are living life right.
Help us pair our whiskey with food, because we need something to soak up this whiskey each episode. we don't get that. So we end up, what's it called? What's the word?
Intoxicated?
So this particular Kablam episode, we have, what, one or two more sketches?
We have about two more sketches, yes. Because okay. We have Life with Loopy, which we just talked about. She had built a friend out of a...
And
box.
When Ty says friend, like, it's a robot.
It is a robot that's made out of a jukebox.
It's terrifying, right?
But it makes a lot of sense.
Not as terrifying as Stu's dungeon creatures. It's not. It just is not. Yeah.
It's not. Like, it's like, hey, like, we robots deserve to have feelings of our own. And Stu's dungeon is like, hey, I'm a robot that's now hiding in a person's body, which, again, if you have a fantastic, like, creepypasta or conspiracy about Nickelodeon. Sorry, I glitched. I'm drunk. But if you have a conspiracy that you want to share, we would love to talk about it in an episode of Conspiralodeon, the Nickelodeon conspiracy episode of Whiskeylodeon.
I love it. So I wish anybody could see exactly how he said that. Like, you heard it. You heard it. You heard him say that. It was beautiful. But to see it, oh my, it's beautiful. So the last two sketches of this episode, I mean,
that was Loopy building the thing.
Yeah,
building the friend.
And then Bug Steak was the band on the...
And finally, he's like trying to convince all these other appliances, like, we don't have to listen to them. And that's when Loopy and her brother were like, bitch, yes, you do. And they're like, okay. And he got his ass whooped.
He did.
He was not prepared for the revolution.
Ty, I don't want to interrupt, but
I bet you did.
Think we have to refill our glasses. I know that, like, we could fake it. I do. I know we could fake this and be like, oh, we've been drinking this whole time. But my glass is empty. So is his.
And my glass is empty now. I just finished mine.
I don't want to give the impression that we're just not drinking whiskey.
We ate chicken shit.
Well, I am. But all right. Can you feed me whatever that whiskey is? What is that? That's
So I just grabbed the bourbon because,
bourbon?
I said, the rye has made this bourbon poppin'. So I'm going to go ahead and fill this up, and then I'm going to grab his glass.
So Ty's, he's going to fill
my glass. Give me your glass.
I think he's doing this on his own. Oh, dear God. The
so
bottle is
we just
is
emptied
empty.
Out the bourbon, and now all we have left is the rye.
Yeah. I mean, then there's a lot of rye left.
There is, but there we've is. Actually already got almost halfway through the rye.
Yeah.
We've been drinking.
We are.
Have finished Life with Loopy. The last segment of Kablam, episode one of season one, is Prometheus and Bob.
Which we talked about was our tied for favorite.
It's tied. It's a fantastic thing. Because here you are. You had this smart alien trying to teach a caveman just basic shit. Like, hey, we want to teach you how to make art. We want to teach you how to bowl. We want to teach you how to be human.
Bowling is obviously like a very important thing to teach.
It's a very human thing to know.
Yeah, you need to know how to bowl. Like, if you don't, well, are you even human?
Well, apparently Bob isn't, because he is terrible at it.
He's very bad. But the primate that he has with him.
Oh my God, is that primate is more human than Bob?
He's smart. Because in the art episode, and this is going to be all over the place because it's not really linear. It's basically Prometheus has these tapes that he's recording and trying to teach a caveman. Is that okay?
Yeah. Say? Yeah. I mean, I don't think any caveman's going to be offended if you say caveman.
Yeah. But he teaches this caveman certain things. It's all recorded on tape. That's the premise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Prometheus teaches Bob to bowl. Why?
It's not successful. He's really like, hey, we want to teach you how to be human. Like, how he's trying to progress the human culture ahead of its time. He's trying to teach him how to do art. He's trying to teach him how to bowl. And Bob just hasn't evolved enough to get that. The primate has.
The primate has made some great art too.
Yeah, the primate has. When the camera pans,
you see the artwork of all three of them, and it's
beautiful.
It's beautiful, man.
But now we go to the next episode, which is
is that all we're going to talk about with Prometheus and Bob?
Well, we've talked about a lot, man.
Do y'all want to hear more? Let us know. I mean, we don't know.
Let us know in the comments.
We should probably move on, but it's like that's it. That's the edit. Prometheus and Bob still reigns king.
Yes. So then it goes to the next episode, which is called "What Do Astronauts Drink?" Or "What Astronauts Drink?"
Yeah.
In which case, it's a very space-oriented episode, except for the last one, which we'll talk about later. But yeah, so everyone wants to go to space. Everyone was like, hey, you know, this is where we want to go. And it's a mess, man. It is a mess.
It's very messy.
I mean,
I mean, like, if you could give, like, an elevator pitch.
If I could give you four different stories about people trying to go to space with an extra segment that has nothing to do with space, I think people are going to love it.
That's not an elevator pitch.
Shh.
Oh. So you get into an elevator.
Yeah, you get into an elevator. Like, you know,
you got three or four people in there.
A sketch animated show that features four segments that deal with trying to go to space. Mm-hmm. With the last one having nothing to do with space. And I think people are going to get it.
Again, I mean, I think it's fine. I think it's a decent pitch.
How would you pitch it?
I would pitch it by just saying, do better, Ty.
I will try as I mix my facial hair on the mic.
It is. You heard it here first.
So, in this particular episode, it is episode 4 of season 1 on Paramount Plus. I believe it's actually episode 6, but
right. We'll
quote you. But anyway, so you start with Sniz and Fondue. Sniz is actually approached to be the mascot of an alien race that is trying to compete in some sport that we don't even really know.
We have no idea. And again, we're talking about, like, this episode is called Let's Get Weird Part 2.
Getting weird.
This leans into the weird pretty hard.
Oh, absolutely. So you have Sniz, who's trying to be like a mascot for aliens, and the aliens are like, motherfucker, you are so much. So much. They ended up just putting him in a room. I was like, hey, just don't go anywhere. Read your comics.
Like, please don't be human. Like, please stop doing what you're doing.
And it turns out Sniz brought his brother Fondue, snuck him into the spaceship, and they're like, oh my goodness,
Sniz didn't bring him. Fondue brought himself.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, if you look at it, he was like, oh, shit, you're here. Because, like, the zipper unzips, like, in this
and
big
Fondue's
old...
And Fondue's like, hey, like, how do they not pouch? Appreciate these comics? These comics are full of depth and greatness.
It was great. It was a great contrast to like these aliens hated these, we'll say humans, because I mean,
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, they hated them so much.
They were like, man, you just have so much energy. Please just stay in the room. Don't do anything. We just want you to be cool when we do the game. But after that, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And they were very polite. They couldn't say that.
They were pretty polite. I'll give them that. They had some issues going in. It's like, man, like you want a mascot, but you don't appreciate the person being the mascot.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
at least you're courteous. There's a
tartar sauce joke.
At least you're courteous.
Yeah.
You're not hot. You're not naughty, but at least you're courteous.
they hit one point of the triangle. And listen, if you are listening to this podcast, you always have to hit one point of the triangle.
You do.
If you don't, then we're going to have some questions for you. And the obvious questions are going to be, are you hot? Are you naughty?
Are you courteous?
We need to know.
Which we got to say, the mayor, not courteous. And actually, now the mayor is trying to ship off
that
the
guy cheese is a
dog
dick.
Into space.
I'm struggling to say words. Like, he is a full-blown dickhead.
Executive.
Is he an executive?
I mean, he's the mayor.
Fair.
Yeah, so everyone's now trying to, like, get the dog. And you have Thunder Girl trying to race, and the Milkman gets thrown by the Flesh.
But we have to start from the beginning, though.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
People are trying to save the dog because this isn't going to make sense. I don't care, though, because that's some of these episodes don't make sense. Like, there is this dog that has been... stuck in a spaceship, like a rocket, and it's got its own window,
mm-hmm.
And Action League now is like, oh fuck, Justice, is that the name?
Yeah,
of the
dog's name is Justice.
Yeah, Justice is gonna fly off into space, and that sucks, and obviously. And what happens after they kind of recognize that?
So immediately, Action Link now is like, we gotta stop this shit. So again, you have Thunder Girl trying to race to get there. But Milkman's like, hey, I bet I can get there faster if someone's super strong through me.
And he's not wrong.
And the Flesh, who's super strong and super naked, throws him and he gets there just in time.
Ty, did you catch the part where, like, right before this, Meltman lands on the Flesh's lap, I guess?
Yeah, it was his
I don't want to like mess this quote up, but basically that was a lot of wee wee.
That was a lot of wee wee.
Yeah, like, I mean, good for the Flesh. Good for him. So what happens after they're kind of like airborne, the dog's in the rocket ship, Action League now is trying to figure, like, Thunder Girl flies up.
It's really, they got two plans. They got Thunder Girl flying, and then they got Meltman being launched. And Meltman gets there first. He literally lands right on the rocket as it launches up. So he's not able to stop it. But again, this is a not NASA-sponsored flight. And it falls right into the pool that the mayor, that dishonorable mayor, is trying to get his junk sucked. I don't know what he's trying to do. But he's hanging in the pool. Yeah. And the rocket comes at him, just ruins his day.
Well, I mean, the mayor is indeed... a dick. Mm-hmm. So he had it coming for him.
Right? He did.
Yeah. I mean, and then the episode ends right there.
No. I mean, the segment is, but the episode doesn't. So after that segment, we now have Loopy, who has decided to investigate the moon personally.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole thing.
There's absolutely that. And there's actually another segment after that, too. So Loopy was told, like, hey, you don't know what we're talking about when you talk about the shadow of the man in the moon. So she decides to grab a bunch. Like, I can't express how much wire she needs. Like, not just regular wire, but the wire you use. It's twine, right? It's not even twine. It's the wire you need to hang your clothes to dry.
Fair.
And yeah. She lassos the moon down. And it turns out this guy, who is the man on the moon, was just stranded there because NASA didn't want to bring him home. And he's fucking pissed.
That dude was there since the 70s.
Since the 70s.
With, I guess, 20 years? 22, 25 years? 20, 30 years, maybe?
Since then? Okay, so it was airing in the 90s. Yeah, so that would be about 30 years. That's a long time to let your resentment grow.
And she sees these shadows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these shadows are like, oh, dude, I have the hiccups. It's happening.
Oh, I'm very drunk right now. So.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Well, this is organic. And these shadows are like dinosaurs. And she's like, I see the dinosaur. Like, through the
But they're shadow puppets. This astronaut that's been stuck in the moon has been making shadow puppets to entertain himself, which is what's been letting people like, is this on the moon?
Good thing I haven't gone Sputnik. Bro, you've gone Sputnik.
Mm-hmm.
He says it.
So they say the astronaut, the moon goes back into space, and then we go to this next segment, which we haven't really thought about in a while. This is Anemia and Iodine.
Dude, I don't think I have anything to say.
This was a segment I hadn't remembered at all. I don't remember any of it. So here you have this girl who's like, man, there is this manor where this woman left her house for 13 years and then died and left the cat there. And I think there's a cat ghost that I want to summon.
The motive is so weird, right?
Extremely weird. Hey, here's a cat who is starving and died. I want to summon its spirit.
Yeah, and like in movies and TV, motive is so important. This feels just so off.
I hear an airplane. Do you hear that?
I do hear it. And normally, there's a hiccup. Normally, we would cut. But I think in the spirit of Whiskey Lodian, we just kind of keep going through it, right?
We'll figure it out. We'll start again.
No, we won't.
No?
No. Okay. No, Ty wants to start again. What do you guys want? We want to know what you want.
And we'll probably make a decision before this is aired, so.
Yeah.
So fuck what you want. We love you. Please listen.
Oh, I'm not going to edit it out. It's going to be so great. It's going to be so great. We're almost done, guys. All right, so we want to talk about the last segment of Kablam.
Anemia and Iodine. So they go to this house, and they're trying to do a seance, and they have the little brother of Iodine who's trying to, like, hey, listen to me, pay attention to me, I want to play. And he finds this cat, and they're like, oh, this looks like a normal cat who's still alive. Okay, well, I guess ghosts don't exist. Turns out, this cat does exist.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a whole ghost cat that
they end the episode where the kid's like, hey, let me take you to my house, I'll feed you, and this cat looks like a scary demonic cat. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that cat's fucking terrifying. Yeah, and what, the episode ends?
Yeah, and that's the end. I mean, you have Henry and June, and they're trying to go into space, and Henry is like, hey, you don't have what you need. And June's like, okay, let me go get what I need. And then they launch themselves into space and like, we'll find out next time. And that's the end of the episode. And I am thoroughly intoxicated. And
you too?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
this rye whiskey is fan-fucking-tastic.
It's so good.
But I'm also drinking the bourbon, and the bourbon's fantastic after having the rye.
Yeah, it's important that you know that we're just...
Can we just say, first off, if you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much. We are having the time of our lives listening to this, but we're also glad that you're getting something out of it. And we hope you follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, on whatever social media you follow, which we're probably not on. I think we're just on Instagram and Twitter. But if you like what you're hearing, support us on
Well, tell us what you want.
Support us on Instagram.
You know, right?
Yeah, tell us what you want. Support us on Patreon. Be a part of the group. I think we'll have a group on Discord, in which case you can tell us what episodes you want us to feature, talk about. We'll put on some polls that you can be like, hey, like, I think this needs to be heard. And we want this to be part of you as it is a part of us.
100%.
And at some point, you can let us know what whiskey or cocktail you want us to try. And at some level on Patreon, we'll even name the cocktail after you.
We will goddamn do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We love you guys. Sean, I love you.
I love you too, man.
Ugh, damn, the love's all around.
There's maybe on on Patreon, we'll like let people come. Oh God, that's a hiccup again. People watch the podcast? No, that's a terrible idea.
Well, okay, so if you join the Patreon, we'll have an extra podcast for you to listen to. But on top of that, we'll even do a viewing party where you can hang out with us as we watch the episodes for the next podcast episode.
Yes.
And we're going to have the time of our lives.
It's going to be beautiful.
But regardless, we love you. We thank you. We have a little bit of whiskey left. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up. And cheers.
Cheers. Bye, guys.
Bye.